This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Take-A-Mania time. We'll get to Take-A-Mania here in just a second. Best of Times is the movie you're
Best
thinking
of times,
with, yeah. Robin Williams. Multiple textures. Thank you. Too many textures to thank.
I think it's Kurt Russell. I think Kurt Russell
was in it. Yeah. Best of Times, 1989, with Kurt Russell, overalls in the Dirty Bay, whatever that means. Best of Times, Robin Williams, Kurt Russell. Hilarious movie. That's from K.
Yeah, I bet it was a better movie.
Directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he did comedy. He's probably got 29 comedies.
One texter saying.
Yeah, okay, I'll watch that sometime in the future.
Yeah, yeah. By the way,
that sounds like one you might be able to get for free on YouTube.
Yeah. And shout out to Rob Long, who is the Baltimore radio host of which you were speaking earlier in the show.
Uh-huh.
Because he does sidelines, pregame, and postgame for the Orioles on their radio. So he was up here. He's up here for this series, obviously. So he was using a studio across the hall. And he pointed out, he said, hey, the Orioles did you guys a solid the last couple days. And I said, we just got done talking about that.
Yeah.
The house money. Two Oriole wins that none of us were expecting.
I was wondering if that was Rob Long, the baseball player that I remembered so well. And I think it might have been who had 3 years of minor league baseball.
I said, what would you do? I was testing him. I said, what would you do if I came in and puffed out my chest about the Astros versus the Orioles? He said, I would bring up the Ravens against the Texans. I said, that is the correct answer. But we hope to change that in week 5 this year when the Texans travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. All right, you ready for Take-A-Mania, my friend?
I'm ready. Let's
do this. We haven't done one of these in like a month.
Yeah, we've had a champion who's been a champion for a month, but only because we haven't played a game.
We've been on hiatus. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like WWE took a vacation for a month, which never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the reigning defending champion. This is Hayden Winks of Underdog, talking about the DeAndre Hopkins trade back in 2020 and why the Texans won that trade.
You probably think that the Texans lost that David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins trade, but guess what? You turned out to be wrong.
Wrong!
In addition to getting David Johnson, the Texans also received a 2020 second round pick and a 2021 fourth rounder. That second round pick, well, immediately wasted, nose tackle, nobody cares. But that 2021 fourth rounder turned out to be awesome down the line. The Texans called the Panthers the next draft, offered that fourth round pick and some other draft capital to move all the way up to 89th overall. They really had nobody at wide receiver, so they took developmental ex-wide receiver Nico Collins. Definitely took out some time, but Nico Collins is now a bona fide superstar and a 12th overall pick over on Underdog Fantasy.
How do you like them, Max?
More importantly, the Texans have C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins under contract through at least the 2027 season. They've already won 2 playoff games together, in those games, Nico Collins, 96 yards in a tutty, 122 yards in a tutty. Okay. Not bad for just a throw-in.
No, tutty, so many things tutty doesn't with help. That. I can't even, like, how do I like them apples? There are no apples. There's no apple to like. You talk, for one, he's treating it like this was a DeAndre Hopkins for Nico Collins
exactly
trade,
what
straight
he's
up.
Doing, yeah.
He actually said it almost like that David Johnson was actually a good thing in that trade. In his bloated salary and everything else. Hey, not only did they get David Johnson,
right,
but they also got a fourth-round pick that would be used as part of a package to move up eventually get Nico Collins.
Yes.
As opposed to every other thing that's ever... This is like he played some game of like, let me take 20 random events and see if I can link them all together. And then we'll...
And cherry pick the best one.
And because this happened first and then something good happened.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. The good thing happened because the bad thing happened.
You hate this take more now than you did when it won the championship a month ago.
I do because I didn't... I hate myself because I didn't really lean into enough that it wasn't even the actual pick that they traded for DeAndre Hopkins that was used to trade. Then it would still be a bad take. Even if they had gotten the second round pick and used that pick for Nico Collins himself, it would still be a bad take.
Yep.
Because you had you sold an asset at far below market value, and then you used some of the scraps that you got to, you know, later on make a good decision. They're two independent things.
And again, the funniest part of all this to me is that in that memo that Jack Easterby put out after the DeAndre Hopkins trade to the media, where there were like 15 bullet points on why this trade was awesome, is that there was literally a bullet point where it said, nobody's talking about the fourth round pick we got in 2021. Yeah. Oh, yes, they are now.
Oh, they are.
Five years later, they're talking about it. Hayden Winks is the champion on Take-A-Mania, and he's talking about it.
So it's a really bad take.
Okay, you ready for the three challengers?
Yes.
Here we go. Jason McIntyre, Colin Cowherd's little sidekick there.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to apologize.
This one wins already. I don't even know what it's about.
I'm going to apologize in advance because the audio quality is not great because this one made its rounds by someone like shooting video of their TV.
Uh-huh.
So it's not. And I looked everywhere for the actual like direct feed to it, but it's so bad it needs to be played. Here is Jason McIntyre. Keep in mind, prior to this take, you're about to hear about the Kansas City Chiefs. They were doing their predictions for who's going to make the playoffs. And he had already put the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars into the 2025 postseason when he said this about the Chiefs.
The headline for the Kansas City Chiefs this season will be T. Swift drops new album as T. Kelsey dropped out. Look at that. Travis Kelsey on stage with Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. I got to stick to it, guys. I've been on this boat for months. I get it. The wide receiver room should be upgraded. By the way, the Rashee Rice news today, he's going to play the first few games, but we'll see due to a September 30th hearing. I got to see it. I don't see it from Kelsey. I didn't see it in the playoffs. Obviously, we're Taylor Swift fans here on the show. I'm sorry. I see some drop-offs for the Chiefs. It's tough to stay on top forever without reinventing yourself. I didn't see the reinvention this offseason, Colin. I know it's crazy, and I'm sure Nick is very upset watching this, but I don't have the Chiefs in the playoffs. I'm sticking with it.
Chiefs out of the playoffs, Titans, Jags in the playoffs. This one almost can't win because we got to listen to the audio quality again if it wins.
Yeah.
But it's an opinion.
Uh-huh.
It's an opinion.
The biggest thing that I took issue with was apparently he didn't watch the Kansas City
Houston
game when he didn't show up in the playoffs.
He didn't show up in the playoffs for 110 yards or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he showed up for at least one game. Now, certainly, obviously, he didn't do much in the Buffalo game.
Nobody did anything in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then the Super Bowl, it was just whatever. So what's worse though, that the take that the Chiefs won't make the playoffs and the Titans and the Jaguars are in? Because Kelsey's going to fall off at some point.
Sure.
We've seen the last couple of years. He's just not moving the way he used to
move. He supposedly refocused himself this offseason. We'll see what happens.
The Chiefs showed that, though, they could make the Super Bowl this year without the offense functioning the way that it typically does. I don't think that Travis Kelsey is the one thing that's going to... Travis Kelsey not playing like himself has already happened. He's not the prime guy that he used to be, and yet the Chiefs were still a Super Bowl participant this year.
Yeah.
I almost want to ignore... I guess both the Titans and the Jaguars making the playoffs. That's a little bit ambitious.
We're usually a little more sensitive to like it's this guy's opinion, and opinions are not necessarily equate to takes. So I'm with you like on the whole Like, okay, you can have an opinion the Chiefs won't make the playoffs. That happens.
Yeah. That's just dumb to throw in both the Jaguars and the Titans.
Well, and they went 15-2. To your point, they went 15-2 with Kelce being pedestrian last year.
This isn't as bad, though, as basically saying that the Texans traded traded DeAndre Hopkins for Nico Collins.
I'm with you on that. So Hayden Winks kicks out. I'm glad you didn't pick that just because the audio quality wasn't great.
Plus, it felt a little bit like it might have been a hot take segment or something. Like a bold prediction.
Oh, that could
or whatever.
Be. That
I try
could,
to give
well,
guys passes
Jason
on those.
Well, Jason McIntyre has so many bad opinions.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of bad opinions, man.
I didn't like back when he used to run that website that he did.
The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, which was very successful. He would print blatantly wrong things and then never either retract it or clarify it or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Carved out quite a career for himself, man. All right, this one is Cam Ward. And again, this is an opinion, but there can be bad opinions, which thus are bad takes. This is Cam Ward, the quarterback for the aforementioned Tennessee Titans, saying this about his wide receiving core.
I think I also have a top five receiver core in the NFL, including the young guys who are able to make plays. It's really all about just us or myself putting the ball in their frame of work, letting them make a play. And then it's also those guys being aggressive to make plays for the team.
Okay, so Seth, you tell me if this wide receiving core is a top five wide receiving core. Because he didn't name names.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Lockett.
Mm-hmm.
Van Jefferson.
That's right.
Elik Ayemanor, rookie out of Stanford. Shamir Dyke.
My God.
Mason Kinsey. That's their two deep at wide receiver. Top five.
Yeah.
I would say by definition to have a top five receiving core, you need to have a receiver that at least threatens the top five receivers individually.
Yeah, for a player who's just trying to support his teammates, it's got to be a really, really egregiously bad take. Like usually it has to be something with some negativity sprinkled in somehow. If he had said they're even better than specifically these teams or whatever, better than any best one in the division, somehow it would have been more aggressive for him to say the best wide receiving core in the division than top five in the league.
You're spitballing top
five. He's trying, and he's a rookie. He's just trying to say and do the right thing. So I'm going to give him a pass on that one.
Okay, there you go. That's fair.
It's a
bad take.
It's a horrendous take.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
They're fourth in the AFC South.
But yeah, teammates supporting teammates and fathers or mothers supporting their sons. I don't
Cooper Flagg back in the
day.
Yeah,
I'm not going to I can't blast somebody for just trying to stand somebody.
That's fair. I mean, are the Texans wide receivers better than those guys I just named? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jags have Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter in their receiving core. Automatically makes them better. And I think the Colts got a sneaky little receiving core. They just don't have anybody that can deliver the football to them. Adonai Mitchell and Josh Downs and Michael Pittman Jr.
I will not make the mistake that I
Alec
made with
Pierce.
One Samuel Darnold, Sean. I'm waiting to see what Daniel Jones looks like.
Okay.
I am 100% not sleeping on Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Not because I'm predicting he's going to be really good or anything, but we've seen better versions of Daniel Jones than we've seen as of late.
Yeah.
And we've seen quarterbacks like
somewhere.
Sam Darnold. The leap of Daniel Jones to credibility is not nearly as high as Sam Darnold's leap was.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold was a mess. He showed some good things in Carolina, but if you take Sam Darnold with the Jets to where he was last year with the Vikings, that's a much bigger jump than potentially getting the best version of Daniel Jones.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, last one. So Hayden Winks hanging on to the title. Here is Stephen A. Smith. Boy, we've been football heavy on this one. I like this. Take a Mania has been about baseball and basketball a lot. I like that we got some football. Stephen A. Smith is talking about the Chiefs. It's the second negative Chiefs opinion we've had in Take a Mania. He is looking at the Super Bowl last year and saying this about the Chiefs' chances of making it to the Super Bowl again.
Himself to some degree. Give him about a 40% chance. Stops there. Here's the reason why I'm going to be more direct than you. When you get your ass kicked, like they got their ass kicked, it's a different animal. Now, that's not verbiage we normally use on First Take, but it is apropos. Go to the highlights, third quarter of the Super Bowl. Tell me when you have ever seen Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce sitting on a bench together like this. Yeah, man. Yeah. Damn. It was that kind of ass kicking. Yeah. They did not cross midfield until the third quarter. Think about that. Their first nine possessions was five plays or less. They got stomped. And Andy Reid looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. Mahomes looked ill-equipped to do anything about it.
The part that's bad about this happened in the very first 5 seconds. We didn't need all the rest. That's my bad, Ben. I should have cut that thing short. Stephen A. Smith saying that the Chiefs have a 40% chance of going to the Super Bowl and then talking about it for another minute and a half.
Yeah, like, about how
it's all negative.
They were, they're all broken and everything.
Here's why the implication being, here's why they only have a 40% chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the AFC title odds right now in front of me. First of all, the Chiefs are third on there behind the Ravens and the Bills. On the one I'm looking at, they are plus 425. Plus 425 extrapolates, Seth, to a 16 to 17% chance to win the AFC.
Yeah.
He's talking about how horrible they are and giving them double the odds.
This is just having a vast,
zero misunderstanding
of the way the actual probability works and how hard it is to go to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl.
It's a horrible take.
Yes. It's a horrible, horrible take. And yet it doesn't offend me. Well, let me think about it for a second.
Well.
What else am I missing? Because you're offended as a gambler.
I'm offended as a gambler.
You're offended that you don't have a chance to get Stephen A. Smith into some potential bets based on this kind of stuff.
Oh, I'd go to, you kidding me? I'd walk right up to a sports book and empty the chamber. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'm offended because he acts like, this is the thing. Okay, yes, a horrendous loss can be demoralizing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If the Chiefs, in that core group of players and coaches, not earned any acknowledgement or credit for maybe being able to come back adversity or a bad loss. Like their entire season, it looked like they should have no actual rational reason for getting back to the Super Bowl the way they were winning games and whatnot, except that the Chiefs do have this knack for winning.
Yeah.
So
they're 15-2.
Basically, you're questioning the mental toughness of a team that's annoyingly demonstrated really good mental toughness.
So you don't like that.
If anything, I would worry more that, oh man, that loss is going to really reignite something with the Chiefs, and you're going to see you're going to see a different version of Pat Mahomes with even more of like a killer's glare in his eyes.
They got blown out by the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl back in the 2020 season.
What happened after that? Did they ever recover from it?
They ended up winning two more Super Bowls after that.
That sounds like a recovery.
All right, so what? Yeah, exactly.
No, he doesn't supplant.
Nope.
Because remember,
Hayden Winks, Kicks out again, man.
And we need to really lay this out. Hayden Wink says that the DeAndre Hopkins trade wasn't bad because they ended up using one of the picks from that trade to help draft Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. It was the fourth rounder plus two other picks. So it was one of three picks that they used to trade up to get Nico Collins that ended up becoming Nico Collins. And it's a horrendously bad take. Yep. It's a horrendously bad take.
So that remains the champ.
Yes.
This feels like a champ that might sustain for a little
while. Of all the arguments you might make, and I'll listen to any argument about how, well, it wasn't this bad because of a look at DeAndre Hopkins afterwards, whatever. Like, whatever. I disagree with all of them, but this is the worst I've ever heard. Ever.
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 And you are the judge and jury when it comes to Take a Mania.
Well, the worst regarding the DeAndre Hopkins.
The DeAndre Hopkins.
The worst
trade,
explanation.
Yeah. It's one of the few explanations for it. Like, most people agree that it just sucked.
I know. Some people say, well, look at DeAndre. If you look at his career afterwards and everything, which is, you can do that with almost, that's why trades are really dicey, because usually that is how it works out.
You got to see how it ages.
You trade
all the
for
way
an
out.
Agent, but you got to look at what was the current value. People will do that with Clowney. They'll say, well, look at what Clowney did afterwards. No.
In that
The point is, in that moment, the defensive end from Seattle that got traded.
Jacob Martin.
Yeah, no. From Seattle that got traded to Kansas City.
Frank Clark.
Yeah, Frank Clark, right. Like, the Frank Clark trade, they got more for Frank Clark.
Yep.
And at a time where Jadeveon, anyway, it's bad. What is his value in that
moment? In that moment. All right, Payne and Pendergast, that was fun. So we still have a reigning defending champion that held onto the strap for Take a Mania. All right, up next, Will Anderson. What a way to get into the 9 o'clock hour. Well, we're into the 9 o'clock hour. Will Anderson Jr. met with the media yesterday. The value of joint practice. If you listen to Will Anderson while you're doing anything strenuous and complaining about it, listen to Will Anderson talk about how he feels in a joint practice in 98-degree heat. We've got that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.